evening and welcome to a special outside broadcast of the Trust the Wizards podcast. And we're broadcasting in the shadow.
Yes, of the shadow, long shadows.
Rick Oho.
Rico.
Rico.
Coventry Arena.
A large arena in Coventry.
Yeah.
Where we've just arrived to see Bruce Springsteen. Now,
well, you say we've just arrived to see him. We've arrived the day before.
Yeah, we're a full, not 24 hours.
12 hours. No, 24
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, no, a full 24 hours before he's due on stage,
yeah.
Which you might think is a fairly odd state of affairs.
Yeah, well, it is really, isn't it? But we also, we're very pleased
yeah.
to be here at this time because we've got numbers.
Yeah, we have. And you, do you want to shout out your number?
Well, I'm number 206.
Don't you get before me?
I pushed in front of you.
That was it. Yeah, I'm 207, so we better get used to shouting out 207, 206, because yeah. That's what we're going to be doing for the next 24 hours.
Yeah. So the idea is then that we've now got ourselves a speck in the pit for tomorrow.
We are guaranteed to be in the pit.
Yeah.
What does that mean to a Springsteen fan?
Well, what that means is that we are literally within touching distance.
See, people who are not in the pit, and there are about 3,000 in the pit?
I reckon 2,000 to 3,000, yeah.
They might have the ability to touch a leg, maybe a gene, of Bruce Springsteen.
People who are not in the pit won't.
They definitely won't.
No, but we will.
We've got an off chance.
No, we've got a good chance, because we've got track record here.
We have, yeah. Yeah. We've both touched Bruce in the past, haven't we?
I've touched him a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've just got the one.
Villa Park. I was all over him at Villa Park.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah.
Which bit of him did you touch?
Well, mostly his hand.
Okay.
But twice.
Okay.
Where jump back jacket just the once. Not me touching jump back jacket, but jump back jacket touching Bruce.
Touching Bruce, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Now, you may wonder why people would want to do that.
Why wouldn't you want to do that?
I'm listening back at myself. I'm sort of wondering why. Yeah. But it does.
It's a religious experience. It's touching the hem of his garment.
Do you think, you know, because maybe when Jesus went through Bethlehem and all those places he went through on his horse, etc., wherever he did.
It wasn't really a horse, but yeah.
Donkey.
Well,
is that why you like donkeys so much?
Well, I'm not a religious man. But I'm a fan of most magicians.
Okay. I know we're going into territory there that's maybe too controversial for this particular broadcast. But it's fair to say it's a religious experience,
yeah.
And not unlike people wanting to touch the hem of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
We want to touch the rolled up jean hem of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, and his sweaty hand.
If we get a bit of sweaty hand,
fantastic.
I think everyone's happy there.
So we're very excited because it's now just coming up to 8:30. We've got an hour and a half to wait before the next roll call, because this is how it works, kids. There's a roll call tonight at 10 o'clock, and then we can all go away again and come back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock and keep our place in the queue, which is fantastic.
And
can we just say,
yeah.
Congratulations to the Bruce Springsteen fans who organise this. This is fantastic work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is brilliant. There's two of them there. They're already stressed.
Yeah.
By tomorrow, they're going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And you do, when you look into their face, you think they're just going to actually just throw the clipboards down now and walk off now, and this whole arrangement's going to be lost.
Yeah, well, because people arrive and they're quite frantic. And I mean, we were.
Yeah.
Well, mostly you were.
Yeah.
About getting a number. We need a number. Give us a number. And you know, there's a time and a place to give people their numbers. And
well, we accosted the fella, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just as he's trying to organise people into 1 to 50, 50 to 100.
Yeah.
And two guys going, excuse me, when are you going to do it? Yeah, just leave it. Stay over there.
Yeah.
And another woman who was even more stressed. She was sort of sweating.
Yeah.
You know, Donald just took the wrong time. You know, he should have been 10 and he's turned 11.
She didn't have a pen.
And then she lost her pen, didn't she?
Very, very difficult.
And so I walked up to immediately and said, can I have a number?
Yeah.
And, you know, that sort of broke a train of thought.
Yes, yeah. But we've got our numbers. We're happy.
Yeah.
We're now waiting for the arrival of Jump Back Jacket, who's due shortly. And he'll be further back in the queue than us.
He will.
He will. And it's a shame because he's the idea to come here as early as we have.
He got us all the information.
Yeah.
He's provided the intelligence for our last three concerts.
Yes, he has.
And now he's stuck on the motorway.
Yeah.
And we're here with our high numbers. And he'll be here with his low numbers.
No, the way around, really.
Yes, right. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And of course, Corporate Shell, who, to be fair, we've let down a little bit.
Well, Corporate Shell, we've ditched, frankly, because he hasn't shown the wherewithal.
Not the commitment.
No, he wants to play cricket rather than come and queue.
He wants to play an athletic game with friends that's inherently enjoyable, rather than standing in a car park waiting for someone to put a number in his hand.
Yeah, he's got it all wrong. All wrong, Corporate Shell.
He's wasting his life. It's ever so slightly when Jump Back Jacket revealed that the numbers were always at 130.
Yeah, 130 at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we thought...
We changed our plan, didn't we?
Very much so. I immediately grabbed two sleeping bags,
yeah.
Threw them into the back of the car.
Expecting it to be cold, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we're expecting to rain, definitely. Yeah. And I immediately changed plan and just said, everyone's got to meet now at the Ricoh Arena and we're going to sleep overnight. Don't know in what, perhaps outside. I don't care. And we embraced that plan.
We did, yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah.
And then you got Corporate Shill on the phone straight away.
And he was like a wet blanket.
Mm.
Wasn't happy at all.
No.
He was not interested. He's more interested in his batting average than he is about getting up the front there. Oh, I mean, what can you say? I mean, you know, Corporal Shill, it's in the name, isn't it?
It'll hurt him saying this. When you hear it back, when you hear the bald facts of it,
yeah.
He'd rather spend the night with his family.
Yeah, his children, looking after him.
In a warm bed.
Yeah. But the great thing is, of course, now that we're in the know with the roll calls, we're also going to be in a warm bed. Not necessarily together, although Morecambe and Wise...
No, not together, no.
But
if it can be possibly helped.
But nevertheless, no need to camp out.
Nope. We've been in a bed in Milton Keynes, straight in here tomorrow morning, first roll call, huge bottle of whiskey in the pocket, gorging throughout the day, and...
Tactical wee is all I'm going to say to you.
Well, that's what I'm going for. I'm going for the whiskey.
Yeah.
And there's not much volume of liquid.
Good call.
And then tactical wee, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I think that's not bad at all.
Then that should see me through that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just in the crowd. If there's leakage in the crowd, it stays on the pitch.
So we'll be back shortly, I should think, when Jump Back Jacket's here. We'll perhaps have a quick word with him.
Mm.
And then we'll keep you updated with how we're preparing for the concert.
Okay, we're back now. Obviously, we've not seen Bruce Springsteen yet.
We've seen the queue.
We've very much seen the queue. It's now 10:30 at night.
5:10.
5:10 at night.
But we're joined by a guest.
Very exciting guest to the show.
Yeah, Jump Back Jacket.
We're joined by good evening, Jump Back Jacket.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's nice to see you. You're quite a long way back, aren't you?
I'm 44 numbers behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big number, isn't it, 44?
It's a safe distance, I think.
Is it a bit disappointing to be that far back?
No. No, not at all.
Are you quite happy with that?
I'd rather see the back of the head than the front of it.
Yeah. Do you think we were talking earlier about wanting to get in within touching distance. Do you think you'll be able to manipulate your way to the front to get a hold of the hem of the garment?
It depends if someone holds me coat or not.
You're getting no takers for that.
No.
You've tried that trick too often.
Yeah, so we're here and it's a fine evening, and it's likely to be pissing down with rain tomorrow, isn't it?
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's a beautiful Mediterranean-style evening.
Yeah, it is,
Let's enjoy it while we can.
We can, yeah.
It's going to be bloody awful tomorrow.
Yeah, it is, yes. I think Jump Back Jacket, have you got a song you particularly like to hear tomorrow?
Oh, now then, Save Your Love.
Oh, okay.
Is that Rennie and Renata?
Yes, indeed.
Do you think he'll play that?
Sorry, I'll try again. Save My Love for you.
Save My Love for you.
Yes.
That's still Rennie and Renata for me.
No. He played it at the Etihad last year.
Did he?
Did he?
Yes.
Save.
Okay, well, I tell you what, if we can...
Derby. Oh, I was just like, Derby asked him to sing it. But
no,
we...
no.
If we can find it, we'll play it now, eh?
Okay. Definitely. If we can find it, then we won't play it now.
Please do.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Good night.
Signing off. See you tomorrow. Now there's something coming through here that softly reminds me. Tonight I'll park out on the hill and wait until they find me. You're slipping through the ether. A voice is coming through. So keep me in your heart tonight, my save my love for you. Turn up your radio and darling, dial me in. At the home of Corporal Shill.
Corporal Shill is in the house.
Finally, we've spoken about Corporal Shill many times on this podcast.
Yeah.
And finally we get to hear from him. So good evening, Corporal Shill.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I am, very much so, yes. I'm not too sure about the waking up early business.
No.
But I'm sure it's a labour of love that will have to happen.
You're going to get very wet again, aren't you?
It's going to
rain. It's going to rain all day. Yeah. Have you got
all day?
All day. Have you got how many wellies have you got? Are you going to do it with a pair of wellies?
No. I think I gave you those. No.
There was no point having those Wellington boots.
I actually have a pair like that. I dance in quite regularly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Two left feet, really.
Yeah. Is that the Wurzels? Are you in the Wurzels?
Good
help. Probably got vacancy now.
Absolutely tip down.
No, so I lost those wellies.
Did you?
From the Etihad. I think I'll give them to you.
No, you are a pillar of the community, aren't you?
I try to make myself one of those people.
And there has been some revelations recently, haven't there? About the, you know,
the legality.
The legality of the ownership of those Wellington boots.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, have you got any regrets on that score? Do you feel that you need to declare anything?
No.
Okay.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, you go to a Bruce Springsteen concert and all your sins are washed away.
You forgive
me? But this is going to be posted on social media, right?
Oh, yeah.
And therefore I may implicate myself.
Yeah.
If anyone knows you as Corporal Shield, you're in dead stuck.
I might get a knock on the door for pilfering from Tesco's near the Etihad Stadium, a pair of odd...
I think he's just omitted it.
No, I think it was very much an accidental.
No, but I think you'll be fine. You've not been in a sitcom, you're not overtly famous, you're not 70 years old, the police won't be interested in you.
Of course not.
Now, let's think more about tomorrow. We're going to be seeing Springsteen. We've got, of course, we should say that Jump Back Jacket is in the house as well. Hello to him.
Oh.
Yeah. Now,
don't go over the top, Jump Back.
We know that Jump Back is quite a long way back.
Mm.
Corporal Shill, of course, will be even further back.
I think, what would you hope for tomorrow morning?
No, he won't.
Not really?
He's going to use his muscular upper body strength
to
barge a few old ladies out of the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I will be getting to the front.
We'll be monitoring that.
Yeah.
We won't, actually,
because he'll be so far behind us. We probably won't be able to see it, to be fair.
Corporal Shill, what song are you looking for tomorrow?
From all the way back, that you'll be 3/4 mile back, looking at a teeny tiny Bruce Springsteen, what do you want him to play?
Assume you can see his lips move, what words do you want coming out of his mouth?
Lucky Town.
He always says that.
Yeah. Every time I say he's a Lucky Town,
do you remember?
I like Lucky Town.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember? I sent you a mixtape, remember this?
I did.
And you, with your lady partner of the time, rang me up. It's really funny, rang me up. And they said, Chris, what's this? And what do you mean we talking about? Yeah, it's like, we don't know what he's saying, but it's fantastic.
Right.
And I'm listening, I said, put it near the phone. It's Lucky Town.
Yeah.
Oh, he's saying Lucky Town. And they went off then.
Yeah.
Didn't even. I'm left holding the phone. They've gone off dancing and singing the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lucky Town.
Okay,
Lucky Town tomorrow.
Like a bit of Lucky Town.
No, he probably won't do that. No, he might do.
Get a sign, mate.
Get a sign. No, that's the thing. We haven't got signs, have we?
No, we didn't last year.
I've got plenty of materials here. Yeah. Well, felt-tip pens.
Big letters for where
we are. We could do fuzzy felts.
Do you know what? I've got two wooden boards.
Can you take wooden boards?
I've got spray paint.
It doesn't say on the ticket.
Doesn't say you can't.
No, precisely.
Doesn't say you can't take nuclear weapons in either. But implicit, I think.
Yeah.
Right, okay then. So
a Lucky Town from Corporal Shill. What do you want to hear particularly?
I want to hear, the East Street Shuffle.
Okay.
Ooh,
he won't play that.
Yeah.
I'd groove. I think I would actually dance.
Yeah. No, I'd like to hear him play Seeds.
Oh no.
Seeds, no.
He won't play that either, will he?
It's crap.
Oh, really? You don't like that?
No. He played it at Wembley in 1985.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, it was rubbish then.
Jump back and we'll have to push you.
Yeah, jump.
What?
No,
what do you want to hear?
Save My Love.
Oh, you've already said that. He still wants to hear that.
I do.
We've just played that.
Yeah, we've just heard that.
Yeah. You're not going to get that again.
Oh, all right.
Let's play Lucky Town for...
Let's play Lucky Town right now.
Yeah.
So, and this time we really will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Bye for
now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So after a day spent queuing in what turned out to be baking sunshine, we joined the Wizard again in a very confusing and chaotic holding zone, just waiting to go on the pitch to see Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, we're on.
We are indeed on.
And we're in. We are here in the holding area with some big Bruce Springsteen fans. What's your name?
Abby.
Abby. Abby is writing a very lengthy sign for the boss.
It says, Don't. You tell me.
Yeah.
I didn't go to work so I could see the boss.
Now, there's no more dedicated fan than that in this room. She doesn't want a song played. She's just, it does actually read a little bit like a complaint. But, you know, we're also joined by... What's your name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca is here looking a little bit embarrassed to be involved in the podcast. So, Rebecca, what song do you want to hear tonight particularly?
The River.
Oh, The River, good choice. And why?
Because it's the song that got me into Bruce.
Excellent, The Road to Bruce there. It's a road to Bruce. It's a road to Bruce. Oh, we're joined by a third person. What's your name? She's refusing to speak. She's refusing to speak to us. She doesn't want to. Oh, here she is. Here she is. Here she is. What's your name?
My name's Donna.
Donna's here. Donna is back. Donna is back from a recce. I think she's been out to check what's going on the pitch.
The song that you want to hear.
We are Drive All Night. What a great choice that is. Does it make you cry?
All the time.
Yeah, me too. And it's a very emotional song. Is there a story connected?
Just absolutely adore the record and haven't heard it for... I heard it in my first Springsteen concert, which was 1981.
Right.
And I've never heard it since. And
okay, well, that's brilliant. I hope he does play it. We will all be in floods of tears. So we'll leave you now. From the holding area.
The holding area. There it is. The Bruce Springsteen concert.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. You're good.
When I lost you, honey, Sometimes I think I lost my guts too. Yeah, I wish God would send me a word, send me something I'm afraid to lose. Lying in the heat of taste your tender charm, and I just wanna sleep tonight again in your arms. Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's fallen angels, and they're waiting for us down in the street. And tonight, there's calling strangers, hear them crying in deaf ear. Let them go. Taste your tender charm, and I just wanna sleep tonight again in your arms. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
don't cry now.
And we're back. This is not the after concert.
No, we were just too moved, weren't we?
Too emotionally drained.
Yes.
And slightly tired.
Yes, very tired and emotional, as you say.
Yeah.
So better to do this post-gig reflection the morning after.
It's the morning before. Yes. We're in Corporate Shields Kitchen. A very nice kitchen is as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing we have to say is that our friend Jump Back Jacket had a terrible time.
Well, one point.
He had a moment of...
crisis.
That was it. Mm. In his face, you could see...
Yeah.
The thoughts were racing, his heart was pulping because dear listener,
yes,
he lost his ticket.
Well, you say lost, he left.
He left his ticket. He left his ticket, his wallet, he still
car
has
keys.
His car keys.
Yes.
he left them on the counter of a burger van.
Yes, he did.
It isn't the most glamorous place to make a terrible mistake, but he made it nonetheless.
Yeah.
And so as he ran back there, we contemplated what he might do to the gentleman if he refused to give him back, which I think talked about rattling his cage up and down.
Yes, I think we were a lot of bravado there.
I think so, yes.
Before he misplaced.
I think we might have given him a sideways stare instead.
Tutted.
But anyway, when he got back to the Burger Man, Mr. Big B.
As it turns out, Big B. We didn't know his name at that point, but we did suggest a few, didn't we?
We tried to give him a name to give him more character in our eyes because he became a hero.
He did because he not only did he rescue it, he'd been trying to ring Jump Back.
He'd
looked through his phone, got his number.
Yeah.
Obviously, can't ring him because he's got his phone.
But
was trying to contact him and was really pleased to see him. He knew exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And so the ticket and Jump Back Jacket were reunited by someone we called,
we called him Fred Flipstone,
which
I thought was quite good.
Yeah.
Outdoor Pete.
Yes, I was particularly pleased with that.
That was good. And then we thought at the end, maybe just Tom Jord.
Yes, well, because he is very much a public hero. And so, yeah, kudos to him. Thank you very much, Big B. You saved the day.
We did actually try and take a picture of, because then Jump Back was so relieved. That he bought a bottle of alcohol for Mr. Big B and presented it to him.
Yeah, a gift, which was a very nice touch.
It was beautiful, and he didn't want to accept it at first, but he could see that Jump Back was getting agitated.
And he wanted to get on with doing his job, really.
He was selling big time, so he really didn't want to know. So yes, he graciously took that. I took a picture, but unfortunately someone's head was in the way.
Yes. Well, there you go, the moment was captured.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's talk about the gig.
The gig.
What a gig.
7:21 minutes, very much past seven, he started.
Okay.
Walked onto the stage, completely on his own.
Yes, what an interesting start.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, he didn't expect this stuff. So, on his own, acoustic number to start with, The Ghost of Tom Jones.
And my estimation would be that there's 20,000 of the 50,000 strong crowd who are probably not that familiar with his total output, probably just familiar with a few of the hits.
Mm.
To come on and play a protest song completely solo, acoustically, I thought was brave, but worked so well.
And we, of course, should say at this point that we were in the second row.
Oh, yes, sorry, did I mention that? Yes, yes. Mm. We were in the second row, within touching distance.
Well, very much touching distance.
But not for me.
Did you not touch my tongue?
Didn't get a chance.
I have to say, listener, we're going to try and get a picture up on there. There is a picture of my hand grasping Bruce, probably a little bit too roughly, about the sweatband.
Just on that, how much of a grip did you get? He seemed to struggle to get away.
I gave him a squeeze.
Good.
I wanted him to know it was there.
It can't be just a touch, can it?
No, well, of course, subsequently, three more touches.
I know.
Because the position we were in, every time he went down the front and went left,
yeah,
it went past, so obviously I just stuck my hand out and he ran into it.
strange thing to do,
really. I'm not sure there's any other walk of life where you just put your hand in front of someone hoping, please walk into that hand. But he did.
It makes sense at the time.
Yeah, there we go.
And then he really started to rock the place up, and played some very fast songs at the beginning, just as required.
Well, yes, it was a good start. A fantastic start. Yeah. Had us going completely.
Then he went on to play an amazing triumvirate. Yeah. I've always been a massive fan of "My Love Will Not Let You Down."
Brilliant live. Absolutely brilliant.
Tears streaming on the side.
Streaming. Yeah. This was what, three songs in.
Yeah,
three songs in, and I'd gone.
Yeah,
I mean the opening song. Actually, it already moved me.
Yes, definitely. But it got me very close to the edge.
This is the one that pushed me over. And then he followed it by two of my favourite songs never plays.
That's the amazing thing, isn't it? Mm. That Trapped has been one of your go-to songs for decades. Well, he plays that.
Yeah, and I haven't heard him play that since 85.
Yeah, and I actually think the first mixtape you did me, track one, side one, was Seeds.
Yes.
He never plays that either. And so I think he went and got all the signs of songs that weren't playing.
Yeah.
And he held these two up. He thought, well, he's held them up just to say, yes, I acknowledge I've seen them.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to play them.
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to play them.
And great versions thereof as well.
They worked in a massive way.
Yeah.
Then we were incredibly surprised because the song Long Time Coming.
Yes. Sharitho's favourite.
It's Sharitho's favourite. And our favourite from that album.
Yes.
And not an E Street band song.
Ah,
so apparently this is the first time that band had ever played it.
Is that right? Okay.
Apparently. Well. He makes up. But I'll research that afterwards.
Yes. We can edit that out if it's not true.
Of course. He played a storming version of that. But I think then the centrepiece of the evening was... He came on and announced that he was going to play in memory of James Godolphin, who died a few days earlier.
That's right.
The whole of the Born to Run album.
I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about that, didn't we, on one of our previous pods about what album we'd like to hear all the way through, because there was a suggestion that he might do that. And we sort of glibly said, oh, well, you know, Born in the USA or Greetings. But actually, there's nothing better than hearing the whole of Born to Run.
Yeah.
The whole of Born to Run.
With all the instrumentation. You know, you've got the organs, the piano, the saxophone, and it just, what an incredible album he made, you know, the diversity put into it, and to get all of that come back here, and all the songs that you would never usually hear at a concert.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Because, I mean, obviously, Born to Run, you think, I'm going to hear Born to Run, but when we hear Night, when we hear Meeting Across the River.
Meeting Across the River.
Oh, unbelievable, and for me, She's the One.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a song I love anyway, and he played it.
Yeah, the songs that you think probably wouldn't work really come alive, and the intricacies of Meeting Across the River.
And also as a whole album, it was really nice to hear that. So I know there's some talk in the music media about this being a bit of a tired cliche to now play the whole album, but I'm sorry, that worked so well, because it's not just about the songs being great, it's how they interact with each other, isn't it?
When he's recorded that, he's put an incredible amount of thought on how you make the rise and fall of the mood of the album, and then because it was on two sides, you'd sort of tail off the end of side one and two with the quiet bits,
and then start again.
And it was absolutely magical.
Yeah.
So
this is highlight after highlight, isn't it?
It was. It's hard to pick anything out after that because it's all absolutely brilliant. This Lonesome Day, I mean, that had me crying, obviously.
Yes, obviously, yeah. As we said, tired and emotional.
Very tired and emotional. But then the party tunes came out towards the end. Dance in the Dark, once again, he used as an opportunity...
To dance
big time. And he pulled out a girl to dance with Jake.
Yes.
And then, as a jump-back thought, because he was looking after little Stephen, he thought.
Yes.
And he said, little Stephen, been through a bit recently.
Yeah.
So he got someone to dance with him.
That was very nice, wasn't it?
That was good.
Yeah.
And then, earlier in the concert...
Well, no, then the third person to dance.
Well, I've got to say, earlier in the concert, he pulled out a sign that said, I'd look good... playing your guitar.
Ah, well, actually, before you get onto that, there was a third person dancing, because he managed to get an older woman who had a very low number, I don't know if you noticed, number 5 on her hand, so she's probably been there for 34, 36 hours queuing up, and, I mean, obviously made her nice, and I thought that was a really nice touch as well, and they danced beautifully together.
Yeah, that's very true.
But then, as you say, then there was this previous sign.
Yeah, so we thought, well, what's going on? So he pointed into the audience and said, you put that up, didn't you? And this woman said, yes, I did. And so she came on stage, and in a magic moment, Bruce pulled another guitar out, gave it to her. No.
You're remembering this wrong.
Oh, go on. Then.
Yeah, no. So she's got this sign. I look good playing your guitar with yours. So she pulled. She came out. He gave her the guitar he was wearing.
That's right.
He cleverly turned it down, thinking, I don't know if she can play. She immediately turned it back up
again.
She
did.
Then he was given another guitar, and they rocked out together.
They did.
Wow.
So at one point we had, you know, three fans on the stage, one playing a guitar, two dancing. Yeah. It's all going off with Dancing in the Dark. It's absolutely wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, what a way to bring the show to a climax.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, that wasn't the last song, but it was.
It was a high point.
Certainly a very high point. Yeah. Of a very high point. High point laden experience.
You mean you need some more low points to balance it out?
Well, do you? I mean,
probably not.
I mean, that's the thing. I was thinking as we were sat waiting. We were in the ground, weren't we, at 3? So we had 4 hours to wait, stood in the pit, having been queuing, you know, all morning.
Well, let's say all morning. I mean, the actual total amount of time, we got there at around 8:30 the night before.
That's right. So I'm thinking, you know, why am I doing this? You know, this is a stupid thing for a mature person to do. But once the show starts, and more than when you start reflecting after that, of course you do that. Of course you put your time in.
Absolutely.
Because nobody else delivers like that.
I know. And really, after about 2.5 hours, he thought, well, this is plenty.
Yeah.
It's plenty. He's done his job. Yeah. I'm restored.
But we were jumping and boinging and clapping and waving and screaming and shouting and crying and everything.
Yeah. It's like a party and something much worse but better.
Yes. That's right.
All happened at the same time.
So, you know, he didn't let us down. His love does not let us
down. He never lets you down. His love never lets you down.
No.
Thanks once again, Bruce.
Yes, absolutely. So I think that, though, I don't know, we have much more to say. If you haven't seen Bruce Springsteen live, Do it
before it's too late.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Bye bye. Just won't